Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, USA basketball, did they bounce back against Iran? I guess you got to
technically
just win games now. Don't know how interesting that was, but the loss to France was kind of sobering, I thought, and kind of has fit a theme here in this show for really the last couple of weeks, I think, Jacob, about where the United States is right now. Maybe they rally and put together a really good run right now. How are we viewing American performance so far in these Olympics? Is it a big deal? Are you still one of those people that look at the medal standings each and every night?
Not this year. Not this go around. I do just sort of take the headlines in on the morning. I wake up and just kind of scroll through. Okay, here's some headlines. And I try to peek in if I can, if it's on in the background, to whatever the live events are in the evenings. But that's been about it for me, and it's too hard to find Olympic basketball this year. I haven't watched any of the basketball.
Yeah,
team.
It's on the Peacock, right? Isn't it? Yep. Or something like that. One of the sub platforms on NBC. So yeah, I'm gonna say this right off the bat. I've watched very little of the Olympics. It's not because I don't have any interest in it, but as Jacob likes to say, you only have so many hours in the day, and there's plenty of things that pull you away. There are some stories that I've enjoyed. For the Katie Ledecky being upset, and the Simone Biles withdrawal, which I think are probably the two, and the United States basketball team losing the way that they did to France. I think that those are probably the three kind of headliners on one side of the page. But on the other side of the page, you've got Lydia Jacoby, the young lady from Alaska. I don't know if people saw this. She ended up winning in upset fashion the 100-meter breaststroke. But it was really cool to see all of her mates back in Seward, Alaska, cheering her on from afar. And her coming out of nowhere, basically, even though she's an American swimmer, to win the 100-meter breaststroke. The Americans went 1-2 in that. And it was a really cool story. I think I'm finding myself pulling more for the story than I am even for the athlete. I was glad to see Katie Ledecky, for instance, win the first ever women's 1500-meter freestyle. And she got a little bit of, comeback on it after being beaten by the Australian gal in the 100-meter freestyle. I thought that I don't know how to judge it other than it looks really cool. Surfing, I don't know how the hell you judge surfing, Jacob. It's one of those sports like, oh, okay, that's a really neat cut at the top of a wave. I guess that's worth points. I know it looks cool. I know I can't do it, God knows. But so Carissa Moore, her story is interesting. Those are the things that I'm kind of enjoying at this particular point, is just hearing those stories. I guess there was a woman's foil gold God, the name escapes me right now. But those are the things that I'm finding more interesting right now in the Olympics. But I have not been locked in. I watched a little bit of swimming last night, and that was it. Just haven't gotten locked in. Just not doing it. And I'm wondering where NBC is right now with the early upset of the American basketball team. And then the story of Simone Biles. And even though the United States is leading in the medal count, it certainly isn't dominating at this particular point in a fashion that I think that most people in the United States are used to. I don't know if that equates to viewers or not.
Yeah, I don't know either. And the other that I think the time zone thing is a bigger
hurdle to overcome. Huge, isn't it? Yeah, you're
because a lot of the biggest headlines right now are happening. So like yesterday, we know what's going to happen with what would typically be your primetime main draws to TV. I don't know if that's going to continue with track and field. I don't know how they're going to navigate that. So, and we haven't gotten to the track and field portion yet either. That's the other thing. It's almost like in the summer games, it's almost always like there's two Olympics. You get all this stuff and then you get track and field.
Right.
So, you know, swimming usually dominates early. It's tricky. It's tricky, and it's always tricky when there's a time zone issue. Always, always, always. That's as big a hurdle as anything. I think, you know, softball gets the silver. Kelsey Stewart had a you know, historic moment in the qualifier game.
That was cool.
But then they lose. You know, they take silver. We've seen the women's national team get beat. It's been an odd start for America, but we knew it was going to be an odd Olympics. It's never going to feel the same without fans there. It's almost like we're just sort of getting through it. And I don't want to say that definitively because I have so much other stuff going on that I'm trying to decipher. Is that the way everybody's feeling about it? Like, are we all just trying to maybe get through it a little bit? I love the Olympics. I love the Olympics. It's just been hard this year, and I don't know why that is. I think it's probably the time zone thing. And for me
that
personally,
really
it's just because so much stuff's going on.
Well, I mean, the whole Simone Biles story, which was incredibly captivating, but the problem is that once you get into a prime time, you're basically rehashing a story that we've known about for what, 8 hours, 6 hours, 7 hours, mm-hmm. whatever the case may be. And so it's on last night, front and center in prime time in NBC's window. And it's kind of like, well, I already know all of this. I mean, I watched enough of the team competition, but I knew that the Russians were going to win. I knew the story of who came off the bench and how they performed for Simone Biles. And I knew about Biles hanging around and being a cheerleader for the team and things of this nature. But you're right. The time difference in that situation, I think, really hurt NBC. So, I don't know. I'm not sure how that's going to manifest itself. We still haven't gotten into, I guess, the women, the 3-on-3 women's basketball team won gold today. I don't think the men's team is in that situation. I don't think they can win gold. But anyway, but we've still got events out there. But the big one, obviously, is the rest of the swimming competition and then into track and field. Although, you know, got to admit, I'm kind of a rowing geek. Yeah, I like rowing.
I'm relatively interested in rowing. I'm interested in any of it.
Kind
of
cool.
My favorite thing to do when I was younger and single, and you know, it was pretty much work and party, and that's it. I loved catching like curling at 3 a.m. or you know whatever
totally.
It was, like just some random. What's the sport where they ski around and shoot targets? Like that kind
Biathlon.
Of stuff.
Biathlon.
Yeah.
I was like,
give me all of this stuff. Rowing is in that realm for me. Rowing's in that realm.
Yeah. I would agree. I mean, we've still got table tennis. rock climbing. The skateboarding stuff has been kind of X Games, but interesting, I guess. We haven't gotten into handball. Handball is actually a fairly interesting game, but and it's the only time that I ever get to see it is at the Olympics, for instance. But I don't know. We'll see how that plays out. But God, I gotta find some energy. I've got to find some time for the Olympics. And I know for me, it's going to come in track and field.
I do get pretty geeked for track and field. Like whatever's
love. Yeah, track and field.
And no on the weekend, yet. Like give it to me on the weekend. I watched some over the weekend. You know, was able to lock in just a little bit more, and I think that I can. I just, you know, everything's really hard. I don't want to make excuses, but boy, I'm here. I'm shuttling kids. I'm to TV, and I'm back while you know, supporting my wife and her endeavor. And the Olympics is like a, it's like a, I feel like I'm in constant catch-up mode with the Olympics. That's just the way it is this year.
Well, you've got canoe slalom still coming up. Don't Ooh. Forget canoe sprint. And you've got artistic swimming.
Oh, that now, you know what? Yeah. I love the Olympics. I can't get into the synchronized swimming stuff. No. I can't do it.
No, now, Jacob, it's artistic swimming. Is it the same thing? No longer synchronized swimming. It's artistic.
But is that what that is?
It's kind of like rhythmic gymnastics.
Yeah, I can't do that either.
No, I mean, okay, so you put
Because I don't know what's good and what's not good.
No, they look like minstrels or whatever, you know, leaping around with flags. I don't understand the whole
thing. I just have to have a clear indicator of what wins and what loses. Like a race is easy, right? A race is super simple. A weightlifting or distance
cycling,
or
BMX, you know,
the coolest tricks look like they'll win.
Who wins?
Yeah.
Exactly.
But the interpretive stuff, it's like ice skating. I don't know who's better than the other. It's hard to watch. I like ice skating because it's, you know, it's one of the sports that we've really gravitated to. But it's hard for me to understand what is better than the other in the artistic events.
And even
it's
some
like
of
ice
those
dancing.
Are...
Ice dancing is hard to watch because I don't know what's good and what's not good.
Right.
You know, figure skating is a little bit different because you can tell somebody spun three times, they landed it, was their landing clean, like that kind of stuff. The dancing's a little bit different. It's a little bit harder.
Shooting, you got to hit a target.
Right, easy.
Right? Okay, good. Oh, she hit it in the middle. All right. Skeet shooting, you got to hit things out of the air. Did you ever do that in Western Texas?
I was just about to say, skeet shooting is my favorite activity with a firearm.
Really?
I've hunted growing up, but I like skeet shooting more than anything when we're talking about shooting. Skeet shooting is so much fun.
Did you shoot clays or did you shoot?
Yeah, clays. Clays.
Right.
You just throw clays. It's like you're out. You know, it's late in the afternoon, sun's kind of setting a little bit, you got some music on, everybody's hanging, taking turns, you maybe make a little wager on hits and,
what
you know,
kind of
run.
Gun do you use to do
shotgun.
That?
Shotgun.
Yeah, it's got to be something with pellets, right?
Look, if you can skeet shoot with a rifle, good on you, but I ain't that good a shot.
No. All right. I am fired up for trampoline gymnastics, however.
Yeah,
because
that's pretty cool.
If you can go 50 feet in the air and still hit a trampoline and do cool things, I'm all in for that. All right, there you go. We'll get to OTD coming up, brought to you by our friends from Superior Rent, your equipment rental headquarters. It's coming up next. Albrocht and Hurdle with your Sports Daily on a Wednesday. Jan Chambers takes us to break. You're on your sports station, KFH.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!